Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News for today, Thursday, March 26. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our news headlines this afternoon, a Joshua Aitian matter further delayed, family lawyer says defendants must be rearrested. ECLAC, UNAIDS sign agreements to support regional response to HIV/AIDS, and police beating a court on video prompts Michigan protests. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of a court's Dominica Limited. The details after this.
Introducing the Ashley Collection at Quartz. Quartz has joined with Ashley Furniture, the number one selling home furnishings brand in America, to bring you the most extraordinary furniture selection at unbeatable prices. It's now easier than ever before to find that perfect furniture piece for your home. And what's more, you can add that special touch with the right accent piece from our range of designer accessories from Ashley. Create the perfect look for your home with the Ashley Collection at Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home. Visit the new Ashley Gallery at our Roseau store.
The long-awaited outcome of the matter involving five police officers implicated in the custodial death of Joshua Aitian of Portsmouth ended on Wednesday afternoon in disappointment as the case hit yet another delay. According to reports, defense lawyer Don Yearwood Stewart told Chief Magistrate Candia Koretch George that the defense had no notice that the matter was set for court on Wednesday. Hence, with the exception of one officer, Hayden Morgan, all the other defendants were absent. Yearwood Stewart told the court that they thought the matter was set for April 2nd, so weren't sure what was going on. The Director of Public Prosecution, DPP, Evelyn Abaptist, in response, told the court there was nothing she could do in the circumstances. While the sister of the deceased, Maria Aitian Pascal, expressed shock and outrage at the decision, the family's lawyer, Tiani B. Hansen, said he smelled a rat in this latest development. In an interview with Q95 News, B. Hansen says he has never heard of charges not being read because of unstamped application was submitted to the High Court. He says once the matter was discontinued in the High Court, the defendant should have been rearrested and returned to the magistrate's court for charges to be read.
But essentially, two areas I thought which was ridiculous. The magistrate, on the verbal submissions of the defense for the five men at the magistrate's court back in September, October sometime, told the court that they have an application before the High Court, which they had not yet submitted, so there was no evidence before the magistrate. And therefore, he basically stayed the proceeding of the magistrate's court, but without the actual application stamped by the registrar of the High Court of Spain. He really ought to have allowed the charges to be read. I have never heard of these charges not being read. So anyway, that was the first mistake. Yesterday now, if the High Court judge, on a question from the prosecution attorney, requests from the judge, what is the position now? The judge says, well, you return back to where you were previously. That means he goes back to the magistrate's court at the point where the charges were about to be read. So if charges are not read, the person is actually in custody and they are prisoners of the police. So they go right back. In other words, the entire 8 months disappears. You go right back to the magistrate's court and you read the charges. If they are out, then you would have to take them into custody and bring them to court straight away and read the charges for them.
Police PRO Assistant Superintendent of Police Claude Weeks says the Dominica Police Force does not discriminate against the less fortunate when they are conducting investigations. Weeks' comment comes in light of accusations by the public that the police are not taking seriously an incident which took place on February 7th, in which a homeless man was set ablaze while he slept on a mattress in an abandoned building, which subsequently resulted in his death. One person is currently in police custody as in connection with the incident. Speaking to Q95 on Wednesday, Weeks assured the public that the police are doing everything in their power to investigate the incident as professionally as possible so that the case will be airtight when it goes to court. He says a high-level investigation is being conducted by an award-winning investigator.
Even speculation and what people generally say, oh, because it's a paro, they're light-headed about it, they're not bothered about it. If a police force is light-headed, or if a police force decides, well, because it's a paro and they're not doing anything, I would prefer I, Claude Weeks, as a senior police officer, not to be part of that organization if that is so. And I can tell you that is not so. It is indeed not so. Remember the gentleman, he was burnt very badly. And we did the preliminary necessary investigations. We did, we carried out, we picked up someone, the person was released, we continued asking questions, one or two little pieces of, you know, info start coming here and there. Obviously, he has died, the intensity of the investigations must go on, and I can lay the fears of the public. We have an assistant superintendent doing that investigation, in fact, an award-winning investigator. I'm not saying that by virtue of the fact that we may always get desired results, but that just tells you how much interest, how much intensity that we're putting in investigation. So it's not true to say that, oh, because it's a paro, and we should never discriminate, Matt, whether it's a paro, whether it's the highest person in the land, or whether it's a person in the center part of the society. We must do our work professionally at all times and ensure that we can build the confidence of the public as well.
Davidson Baby Daisy, 46, formerly of Silver Lake, was set ablaze while he slept on a mattress in an abandoned building in Portersville on February 7th. The incident took place at approximately 9 a.m. in full view of several eyewitnesses and was reportedly connected to a $30 drug transaction which went wrong. Daisy was taken to the Princess Margaret Hospital with severe burns all over his body, and he died on Sunday, March 22nd. Dominica's Ministry of Health has reaffirmed its commitment to working closely with all relevant stakeholders to help the region reach the UN Millennium Development Goal of reducing tuberculosis TB prevalence and death rate by 50%. Dara was speaking on the occasion to mark World TB Day on Tuesday, March 24th, under the theme Find, Treat, Cure TB. According to Daru, despite the declining number of TB cases, anyone can get the disease, and the Ministry of Health's efforts to find and treat latent TB infections is unwavering.
In 2014, we had only one patient treated as a latent TB case, meaning that though he was not contagious, but if not treated, he would have developed the TB disease. Despite the declining number of TB cases, I must remind you that anyone can get TB. And our current efforts to find and treat latent TB infection and TB disease is unwavering. Globally, every year, more than 3 million people who fall ill with TB are missed by the health systems and do not always get the TB services that they need and deserve. One key element in reaching the unreached is improved access to quality TB diagnostic services. And in Dominica, we continue to ensure that patients who require further testing are being tested. The capacity for diagnosing multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis is done in the U.S. via the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARFA, in Trinidad. And this is one of the critical elements in the overall response to end the multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis crisis. I'm also happy to inform you that in Dominica, we have not had any multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis cases. The government of Dominica reaffirms its commitment to work in close collaboration with all stakeholders to be part of reaching the Millennium Development Goal of reducing TB prevalence and death rates by 50%.
Darrow is calling on the public to refrain from stigmatizing against people who are living with TB.
Continuity of strategies towards national effort to prevent the spread of TB and HIV is paramount. As a medical doctor myself, I urge the public to do the following. Ensure that you know your HIV status. Have your yearly checkup even if you are not ill. Maintain cough and respiratory etiquette at all times. If you know or think you know someone who has TB or TB HIV positive, encourage them to seek medical care. Be a source of support to someone who needs it. Don't stigmatize and discriminate against people whom you think are not to be living with TB or TB HIV. Our path towards the elimination of TB in our lifetime is not easy, but we will continue to place focus on increasing the community knowledge on their rights as it pertains to people living with TB and TB HIV, and establishing mechanisms to address situations where human rights are not violated.
HHV Whitchurch and Company Limited, established and operating in Dominica for the last 105 years, were surpassed in age by its longer service employees, recognized in a private ceremony at its main office on Wednesday. According to a release, 11 employees were recognized for their long service to the company. When tabulating the number of years for each employee, it was noted that collectively these equaled 295 years, more than the company has been in existence. Gary Ed, Managing Director, congratulated the longer service employees and thanked them for their commitment and dedication to the success of the company. He impressed on them their role in laying the stepping stones to guide the direction of the newcomers to the company, recognizing their integral role over the years. Jessica Bruni, Nora Joseph, Davidson Remy, Cecilia Williams Revere, Robertson Joseph, and Jean Revere were recognized for 20 years of service. Peter George and Donishan Barron were recognized for 25 years of service. Rosalind Remy was recognized for 35 years of service. Mavis Christian was recognized for her continued commitment and 40 years of service. And Gary Ed was recognized for 50 years of service. The Environmental Club of the Dominica State College, DSC, is gearing up to host its first ever Green Gala. The event culminates Science Week and is scheduled for Saturday, April 18, from 7 p.m. at the Arawak House of Culture. The show will feature the use of discarded materials in designing creative wear and will also feature an evening wear segment highlighting the natural beauty of Dominica. Advisor to the DSC Environmental Club, Sharon Alacock Joseph, says the event is intended to raise environmental awareness among students and Dominica as a whole and promises to be a grand occasion. She says the members of the club have a deep commitment to preserving the integrity of the environment, hence the hosting of this event.
Continuity of strategies towards...
The objective of this activity is to show how recycled materials can be used in fashion and to showcase the natural beauty of Dominica in the evening wear segment. And it's intended to increase environmental awareness in the speech and the question round. This will take the form of a competition among the various clubs at Dominica State College. We have the Business League, and that club will be represented by Khadija Moore, and her theme is the rainforest. We have the Glee Club, and that club will be represented by Kenisha Hadid, and her theme is Moonlit Night in Dominica. And we have the Debating Club, and that club will be represented by Johanna Forstin, and she will be displaying waterfalls in her theme. And we have Jay and Pierre of the Biology Club, and her theme is Under the Sea. It promises to be a grand occasion, and the funds raised from this event will be used to place signage around DSC to remind us of our environmental obligations and also to purchase bins for the off-campus so that we can keep our campus community clean. The cost is $10 for students and only $15 for adults. And we encourage you to support your clubs. We encourage the public to support our friends, our girls, and to support the environment.
In more news, the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with UNAIDS Regional Support Team for Latin America, aimed at promoting and facilitating cooperation on matters related to the regional response to HIV/AIDS. The MOU, signed by ECLAC's Executive Secretary, Alicia Barcena, and Cesar Nunez, Regional Director of UNAIDS for Latin America, states that both institutions share the commitment to promote universal access to prevention, treatment, care, and support, reduce the spread of the disease, and contribute to the achievement of the Millennium Development Goals, MDGs. E. Clark said the collaboration between both United Nations organizations will focus on areas such as analysis and awareness raising concerning the inequalities faced by the most affected populations, efficiency and sustainability of regional responses to HIV, monitoring the achievement of the internationally agreed development goals, including the MDGs and sustainable development goals, and the positioning of HIV as a priority within the post-2015 agenda. And protesters in the U.S. state of Michigan are demanding that two policemen be fired after a video aired showing them beating a black suspect. Floyd Dent, 57, was arrested during a traffic stop in Inkster in January. The video shows an officer punching Mr. Dent many times in the head as he fell to the ground. Recent high-profile cases in Ferguson, Missouri, and New York City have made police treatment of black men a major issue in the U.S. A longtime employee of the Ford Motor Company, Mr. Dent, said he spent 2 days in hospital for injuries to his face and his head. And that's this afternoon's Midday News, but first a recap of our headlines. Joshua Etienne matter further delayed. A family lawyer says defendants must be rearrested. ECLAC UNAIDS assign agreements to support regional response to HIV/AIDS. and police beating caught on video prompts Michigan protests. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited. On behalf of the entire news team, I've been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.